state budget negotiators reached accord today on a $10.7 billion spending plan. The budget still needs approval by the full legislature, but leaders in the House, Senate, and Governor Maggie Hassan all agree the proposal meets many shared goals. One thing it doesn't do, however, is authorize the expansion of Medicaid, and HPR's Todd Bookman will examine the implications of that in a moment. But first, we're joined by HPR's Josh Rogers. Hi, Josh.
Good afternoon, Brady.
So the budget was adopted unanimously by negotiators, and while the leaders are stressing the points of agreement in this budget, it wasn't always easy to get there. Can you give us a big picture of what happened?
Well, it's true that it wasn't always easy to get there. There were, late night, they did exceed the deadline slightly. But it's also true that many shared priorities are funded under this budget. Higher education gets a big boost, about $100 million. Mental health services does. Funding for the disabled. But it's similarly true that on many major points, the GOP-controlled Senate position prevailed. The total dollar amount of the spending plan, $10.7 billion, is several hundred million dollars less than the Democratically-controlled House had wanted to spend. And then there are taxes and fees. The House had included a 20-cent cigarette tax increase in its budget and delayed some business tax reductions that were pending, and also included a 12-cent gas tax hike. None of those ended up in the final product, and neither did a $5 hike to marriage and saltwater fishing licenses.
I understand the House was trying to get the Senate to ratchet up revenue estimates, and that didn't happen.
No, it didn't. The House had hoped to boost predictions on tax receipts on business, rooms and meals, and real estate levies by about $49 million. The Senate said that was a non-starter from the start, and they ended up being right.
One key point of contention where there was some give and take was regarding state employees and the costs that go with that.
Yes, the state Senate had proposed a $50 million cut in personnel costs made by the executive branch. The House plan didn't. Such cuts have become fairly common in the past few state budgets of varying sizes, and opinions differed on what a reduction of this sort might mean. Governor Hassan said a $50 million reduction could cost up to 700 state workers their jobs. Others were predicting far fewer jobs lost, but today's compromise cut that to $25 million, and Senate leaders say they don't believe the cut will lead to any job losses, and the State Employees Association says at this point it's really hard to know.
Well, the next step is the full House and the full Senate take a vote on Wednesday. Given the unanimous support by negotiators, should we expect this will pass easily?
Well, I think it would be a pretty big surprise if it doesn't pass, and the fact that we have a split legislature with Democrats controlling the House and Republicans controlling the Senate, and all of their leaders saying that this is a good, if imperfect, budget, puts it in a pretty decent standing. If it's also true that lawmakers are not meeting their noon deadline, they were waiting for documents to be printed, means that the Senate must pass it by a two-thirds margin. That's required by its rules. Assuming that does happen, it's then on to the governor.
And what is she saying about this deal?
Well, basically that she likes it. And Governor Hassan, as you may recall, built her budget around gambling. Obviously, that didn't make it into this proposal. But a lot of the funding that she ran on restoring did to higher education and social services. And as we're going to hear in a moment, Medicaid expansion is also quite important to her. And she may have her hands full getting that done as quickly as she hopes. But the governor seemed pretty happy, and understandably, when this deal was struck. Among other things, she said this budget will allow the state to move forward with innovation, a key word for her. And that was even after negotiators nixed what the governor was calling the Office of Innovation from their final proposal.
All right. And HPR's Josh Rogers, thanks so much.
You're welcome, Brady.